This is Doctoring Up Design, a lively, interactive, and educational series presented by Design Hardware and held in their evolving showroom on 3rd Street in Los Angeles. Doctoring Up Design was created to address your pain points in the constantly changing world of design and architecture. Doctoring Up Design features the most knowledgeable and creative designers, architects, manufacturers, and product designers in the business today to help you build a healthy and strong design practice. Today on the show, you are going to hear from the one and only Tom Felicia, a beloved designer who many know from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, but Tom learned his craft from the best at renowned design firms, Parrish Hadley, Robert Metzger, and Bill Huber and Associates. Tom is an incredible talent who founded his namesake firm, from which he also launched his signature collections, one of which we are discussing today. Felicia sat down with Aspire Design and Home editor Paul Hagen to announce his collaboration with Accurate Lock and Hardware. This uniquely American brand is well known globally for their attention to detail and production of uncompromisingly well-crafted, stunningly beautiful locks and hardware. This conversation was fun, and you are absolutely sure to enjoy it. For more about Tom's line and how to get it, please check the show notes. Here's Tom and Paul.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we could have your attention, welcome. Welcome, fellow design lovers, to Design Hardware for this very special event. I am Paul Hagen of Aspire Design and Home Magazine. If you want proof, there are copies on the tables. We would like to thank Design Hardware for having us for this very special celebration of the Tom Felicia for Accurate Collection. I think you all should give yourself a round of applause for coming out and looking so fabulous in all this heat, which I know you've dealt with worse. I'm in from New York, so bless me. You know, it's not every day that we get the chance to celebrate multiple special occasions at once. Today we are celebrating 50 years of a very special company that has been family run for multiple generations, is proudly making their products in the USA, in Stamford, Connecticut, which one of the multiple generations, Rod Salvatore, and he will be here all night long to answer your, not all night long, obviously, to a reasonable hour.
I was going to say, if the bar is here, we're good. We're kicking around.
Which helped give Stamford its nickname as the Lock City. And you thought you weren't going to learn anything today. But it is also not every day that we get to celebrate a collection that is as versatile, unique, customizable, and I'm told available within 3 to 4 weeks lead time. I'm very good authority.
Made in America, don't forget that.
Made in America, including this collection by the wonderful and talented, one of my favorite people on earth, Tom Felicia. Welcome to the So we're so excited to be able to dig into your creative process. I thought we could start sort of at the beginning.
Okay.
How do you go about looking for a collaborator on a project like this?
Got it. Okay. Well, first of all, I want to thank Design Hardware for having us and Art of the Hardware, and I'm very excited. And of course, Rod and Tara, thank you guys for everything. And the caterer who did an amazing job. It's like unbelievable, like over the top fabulous. And of course, Paul's fabulous. I've had the pleasure of working with him a few different times. And he's not only an amazing writer and, you know, a brilliant professional, but like just a conversation with him is like a lot of fun because, I don't know, it's always extra and fabulous and fun and super smart. And just, it's cool.
Thank you.
I'm really happy that that we're here together doing this. So when I was looking to the idea of creating a hardware collection, you know, it really stemmed from whenever we're starting a design project, we really start with, as I call it, sort of the bones of the project. And you know, hardware is something that it's kind of the sometimes it's the first thing you see, it's the first thing you feel, you really touch it, and it has that sort of relationship. I love, I tend to lean towards, a simplicity in design. So it's really about the details. It's about those little moments that really make something. Hey, sweetie, how are you? I didn't see you. So it's about those details, you know, and I think the hardware is such an amazing opportunity to have that sort of really beautiful, rich detail and something that sort of, when you touch it, and it becomes an experience. And that is really something that I think is really important, and I love that. So accurate, if you pick up the when right over here in the Tom Felicia area, so funny to say, sounds weird, but the quality is really, really like above and beyond. It really is, and so I was really drawn to the idea that American made, really amazing quality, family run. And I just thought, like, wow, this is really incredible. And I know the company, I know the history, I know the quality of it, we've worked with it. So, but then when I went in and I met the team, it was just like the energy and the enthusiasm and the sort of the being down to earth and also incredibly professional and at the sort of forefront of what they do. I just love that sort of combination, because to me that's really when someone has really become successful, when you can actually just be, you know, incredibly gracious and real and approachable and just also really love what you do and be really great at what you do and want to share your ideas and collaborate with people. And so that was, for me, that was really what, you know, sort of sealed that, sort of vision of, like, this is what I would love to do, and I loved it in concept and theory, but that was what really sort of drove the whole thing to the next level. And I'm very fortunate that I work with Laura, who the team, you know, who everyone knows, and Randy, and my whole team in New York. There's, we're about 18 or 19 people on the design side, and sort of support of design, and then our product division is really only myself, Randy, and a couple other sort of designers that work with us that sort of support our concepts and ideas, and sort of our CAD guy Andrew is amazing. He's like incredible, and so it's a really amazing. I'm loving the relationship for all of those reasons, and also having the opportunity to go, and I really enjoy High Point. I'm one of the few people that will say that, I think. Everyone thinks I'm crazy, like, you do? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I call it the Wine and Cheese Festival, because like I have about 5,000 bottles of wine by the time I leave and a lot of cheese, but pimento to be precise. But what I love about it is going and actually connecting with the designers and a lot of the industry people and really hearing what's going on with their clients in their region and what they're looking for, what they're excited about. And I think after, you know, this whole experience of what we all have gone through in the last, you know, 2 to 3 years, I think it's just, you know, you realize what a relationship-based business that we are in, and also how lucky we are to actually, I feel very privileged to work in an industry that I actually really love. Like, the minute I, you know, arrived here, the showroom is absolutely beautiful, and it's so nice to see hardware in an environment where you can actually digest and see it, and it's like beautifully displayed, and it you can really sort of enjoy sort of that you know, sort of shopping and looking and getting inspired. So the first thing I wanted to do is look at the hardware, and not just, I mean, I'm interested in all the things that are out there. We work with our product as well as other products that we love and that complement what we do. What, you know, we use our product when it makes sense, and we also work with, we, you know, collaborate with our product. I always say it works well with others, plays well with others. That was the one thing I always got really well in my kindergarten. Everything else, they were like, he's pretty stupid, but he's really good with other kids.
I don't believe that for a moment. But I do believe you play well with others.
But yeah, so that's what I really, our collection from all of our, from our furniture, our wall coverings, and you'll even see in our designs that there's a lot of overlap, and it has a really strong point of view that's, I think, approachable and interesting and unique, but livable and understandable at the same time, and it feels special, but not over, you know, not it doesn't. And you can kind of take it where you want to take it. It's all interchangeable. That was something that was really important to me, that you could actually sort of, as a designer, you could take the collection and take something that you've used before and use it in a different way with a different rose or a different backplate and a different really amazing finish or a different inlay that can take the same knob and you can see it in, you know, a completely different environment with a totally different vibe and point of view. So that was something that was really important to me, because I know as a designer, I really love finding things that I love, and when they have that ability to really sort of to be somewhat customizable easily and effortlessly, that's amazing. But what's really amazing about Accurate is you can customize it. You can even take it to the next level, and you can do a finish that we don't offer. You can do a custom backplate that is unique to your project. So there, that is an amazing sort of, you know, that's an unbelievable and amazing thing that Accurate is able to do, and they do so well. But I love the idea as a designer to be able to take something and easily and effortlessly kind of use it in different ways and mix and match it. And I just feel like it gives it a lot of personality, and it makes it feel very bespoke to each project. And it just keeps it interesting to you as the designer, and at the same time, it's familiar and you understand it. So you understand, you already know, like, sort of the pricing and how it works and the lead time. You know, you know the customer service and it's a relationship-based business. So all of those things are so important, I think. And Accurate does a great job with all of that as well. So that is why I'm so happy to be here today, and also to be here, you know, representing the collection with Accurate.
Well, I'm fascinated to dig into the design process as much as you are interested in revealing the secrets.
Yeah.
So you're beginning your journey. You have this wonderful partner in Accurate Lock and Hardware, and now, how do ideas start coming to the table? Is someone there saying, no, that is not physically possible?
No, I actually, you know, the first thing that we did is we walked through their facility, which is really like a campus. It's really and beautifully done. They have a very talented family. There's an architect on board, family member, who really sort of did this really just beautiful job of connecting these somewhat industrial kind of buildings and making it feel, and some new construction as well, and making it all feel like this sort of stylish campus, which is really cool. And you know, it's really nice because, you know, when you think of New England and you think of Connecticut, you think of like traditional and like kind of old school. It has a really fresh, kind of young, sort of cool vibe to the architecture. And then when you go inside and it's all of this sort of, you know, really, I mean, it's like, you know, it's you know, the machines are clearly, you've been there for how many years, you know, and the sort of the artisans and the all of the people that are there working are, you know, it's like the real deal. So it's like this kind of interesting juxtaposition of, you know, this kind of factory meets this kind of stylish environment, and it's in Connecticut, and it's just like a cool campus, which I thought was awesome.
We're talking about how ideas come to the table. Who's the hall monitor in terms of like?
Oh yeah, we in the design. So we walked through all of that. Sorry, we walked through all of the facility, and it was really amazing to see what they're doing, the capabilities of what they're doing, who they're, you know, the things that they're making that I've worked with that I didn't even realize they were making, and. And so you start to understand their capabilities, which was like the first thing. And even what they were kind of saying to us is like, what you see is like, this is what we do, but we can do more. We can do things that we haven't done yet. So it's really interesting to have that relationship and that conversation with a new partner, because you're excited about, like, they're excited. They're excited about, they wanted something that would push them, and we wanted the ability to do that. But at the same time, I was also looking at sort of what's out in the world that we love and use, and what do we think is missing. and how do we complement what's out there so that we're not just doing what we've already seen. And I want it to be something that makes sense, so it can't be so far off that it doesn't really make sense, but I wanted it. So finding that sort of, that balance was kind of the first thing I wanted to do, and with capabilities and also just what we thought would kind of give it its own sort of sensibility and point of view that would hopefully be exciting and a little bit different, and that would play a role, you know, and people would find hopefully a home for these pieces in, you know, various projects. So that was really what I was looking to do. And then I broke it down into sort of categories. And so when we were first coming up with the categories, we didn't really know what the names were in the Granby and the Henderson and the Aurora and the Carrera. Mm-hmm. And we were breaking them all up. And the reason Carrera was originally, that one I knew the name of because, you know, whenever I was, we were just talking about this, you know, whenever I have clients, very often, there's a lot of times it's husband and wife, you know, kind of in the meeting, you know. So we have husbands and husbands and wives, but we, a lot of times it's a husband and wife, and the husband is kind of like there, terrified of the check he's about to write. And more, that's his focus. And, you know, and he's like, yeah, if my wife loves it, that's great. I'm not really a design guy. A lot of times I get that. Not always, but a lot of times. And so I just, you know, I've always, you know, communicated with the guys in a way where, you know, when they would say they didn't really know about tonight, whatever, they didn't have a style, I would ask them about cars. I'd ask them about, you know, what the boat that they were buying, or we would talk for hours about, you know, watches or whatever it is that they're really interested in. So the idea of the Carrera was that I love the Porsche Carrera, and I was like taking an inspiration from that car, and the idea of having that as the springboard for that collection was something that I felt would be really understandable for a lot of guys that really don't think of themselves as design-minded people. And it was it started out kind of like as a thing in the office where I, you know, but and then I, the more we played with it, the more I was like, it's just such a beautiful design. It's so elegant, and I really loved sort of the shape and how it was translating into the lever. But one of the things that I do a lot, and maybe all designers do this, but you know, I go into a lot of houses and I see, like, if someone chooses a lever, it's a lever everywhere. If there's a knob, it's a knob everywhere. We tend to do sort of a collection of hardware within a house. Like, I will do like the main door in something that is either you're going to see in the doors that go into the living room and the dining room and the library and the family room, whether it's a modern house or a more traditional house, that's sort of what we do. And then when you go into the bedrooms and that level, it might go change in scale, or it gets certainly reduced on the back plate, or the rose reduces. So there's like a hierarchy, and sometimes we'll even go from, like, a lot of times we'll have French doors on the exterior of the house, or even steel doors that have levers that sort of come with them. So you really have to start thinking about how you're going to connect all of these pieces. So I started designing every lever with a knob and every knob with a lever, so that when you go through the house, you can effortlessly use a knob on sort of the main rooms, that also that knob relates to the levers that are on the French doors off of those rooms going to the outside. And then when you go upstairs, you have the option to do that same knob in a reduced size, or a lever in a reduced size on the second level. And then going down into the lower level, you can do something really fun with like an etching in something when you go down into a room that's more of like a space for adults to play or kids or whatever, that we tend to do these kind of fun rooms with like pool tables or virtual reality or golf simulators. And so to go down there and have that formal hardware again feels like this is a great opportunity to reduce the back plate or have maybe a slightly different design but with the same kind of detail around the edge. So we really wanted to create something that you could tell a story with the design of the actual hardware. So you could see the hierarchy of the space. So when you look at what we're doing with the bedroom doors, going down the children's hallway, you can see that it's a reduced, it's a more informal version of what you'll see maybe on the master bedroom. And when you go to the master bedroom, it's what you start to see when you go into the sort of the main, you know, formal rooms in the house. And then when you go through the mudroom, it starts to become maybe the same language that's on the kids' doors, and it just sort of comes down a little bit. And then when you go to the lower level, it has something that's a little bit more playful, and maybe an inset of something. Or we've done these really great insets with etchings. We've done them with the hammered metals. We've done them with the wall coverings done with a ceramic coating that makes it incredibly durable and cleanable. So it was a way to really create a story and a narrative that you could tell with the hardware. And if you're going, you know, look, hardware is not an inexpensive thing to sort of the journey. And it, you know, even when it's affordable, it's still, you know, you have to plan it out. And if you're going to do that as a designer, I just think it's a great opportunity. It's the same, at the end of the day, it's sort of the same cost. So it's like, why not have the ability to have that detail and that story be told sort of in this really beautiful, sort of thoughtful way. And it becomes part of, so I find those details to me are the details I look at when I go into a space. I tend to appreciate architecture that's, even if it's a Georgian house, it's a really clean Georgian. It's not high Georgian. Even though I love high Georgian, I tend to lean towards these sort of cleaner architectural, or even like federal, if it's an old house, I love federal homes with really kind of clean, like mid-century kind of sort of aesthetic on the interior. So the hardware for me, when you have these kind of clean spaces, or we do a lot of really very modern homes, that these kind of moments become the architecture at a certain level, and they become the jewelry for the house, and it's an opportunity to tell that story. So that was what we wanted to do with the collection. When I it was really about having that versatility, having it have that ability to sort of tell that story. And the thing that we kept saying the whole way was like, I want to do all of these things, but I want to make sure that what we're doing, that we're not doing it in a way where it becomes cost prohibitive for the project, for the designer, where it gets so confusing to work with the pieces. So we really kept it really thoughtful at all of those levels, so that the pricing made sense, and the timeline was amazing, and the fact that it's made here, the fact that you can customize what's already a collection that has a lot of versatility. The finishes are incredible, and we created sort of a collection of the finishes that we love and recommend, but you have all of the finishes available to you that Accurate works with, and as I've said before, they're willing to, if you say you want it to be a little bit, you know, a little bit drier, a little bit, you know, a little bit more ebony in it, or a little bit more contrast, they acclimate to that very easily, which is kind of amazing because it's being made right there, and it's like, it's kind of incredible, you know. It doesn't go through the multiple layers that a lot of things do today, and I don't say that in a negative way. It just, a lot of product does have that multiple layers, and a lot of the product that I in various other collections of ours, we don't have that much flexibility with it. And this is one of those that's so exciting because it does have that. And it, as a designer, I just think it's really amazing, and it just, every time I see the neck of that, the Henderson, that octagonal neck, I'm like, so cool. Anyway, sorry, a little sidetracked.
No worries. I will say, Tom will soon be beginning his next career as a psychic because he has once again anticipated many of my questions, which means I get to ask some silly ones, which includes, I was thinking of this, and I'm going to ask it in the most ridiculous way possible. When you're designing and you know that a piece will end up appearing in multiple finishes, is that like asking a fashion designer to create a dress that will look good in every single color?
I mean, you know, yes, I think so. I mean, I think the idea is that, you know, if it's a great design, I think, you know, look, if it's a bad finish, or if it's a finish that's a beautiful concept but it's just badly executed, yeah, I mean, nothing will look great with that. But if it's a really, if it's a well done finish, I just can't imagine that. I think a great design will work. If it's a good design, it can stand up to the finish. But you know, it is interesting, like the hammered finishes, like in the ebony, it is so much quieter than in, if you see it in sort of the sort of the bronze kind of finish, you know, it has so much more texture to it. But I think that's what's really cool about having those options. You know, I mean, I think somebody that's looking for, you know, a really dark ebony finish probably wants that cleaner, crisper, like less textured look. And someone that's looking for that high polished nickel is maybe looking for something that's a little, that, you know, you just, the way the detail sort of shows itself, the shadow lines are different. You know, some of the finishes, you'll see that there's like, there's almost like an antiquing to it that happens just quickly with the finish, but also there's like a depth to it. And then some of them are just really, really super clean and very polished. So I think if the design is great, if it's a well-designed, you know, dress or a beautifully designed sofa, it will look great in a lot of different things. If those are, you know, thoughtful design, you know, the fabric itself is a great fabric, whatever it is, and even with a pattern, I think it should be all over.
Very cool. You know, within a collection itself, you're dealing, obviously, you mentioned levers and flush pulls and knobs. So how important, especially when you're talking about words like language and story, what kind of conversation should these pieces be having with each other within each connection? How much?
I think the way that I approach it is that I like that they share like a common thread. Like I look at it as like, if you think of it as like children, you know, it's like brothers and sisters or a family, you know, think of it as kids. You want them to share like a common, you know, sort of family, you know, like an underlining thread, but you don't, you enjoy their differences. You know, you enjoy the fact that they are each bringing something unique and different to the table. So I think that's sort of the idea of the collection. You want the levers and the knobs and the back plates, you want them to have, like, you want them to have a connection, but I certainly don't want them to feel matchy. I don't want it to feel like it's too forced or it's too studied and it doesn't have sort of, it feels more stylish that way. I mean, I just think that when you see someone who kind of puts together, whether it's fashion or even a chef or someone that's doing an event, and you sort of, you know, a lot of the nuance and a lot of the beauty is when you start putting things together and those unexpected moments that sort of make it feel special and a little bit unique. But you like it to feel cohesive. You want it to have a point of view. But matchy to me feels, it's a little design 101. I think when it has a sensibility and a point of view and it coordinates and it's cohesive without being matchy, I think that's when the design really feels, it feels more special and more thoughtful, and I just, you know, it's just more sophisticated and I think more playful at the same time.
Agreed. It's hard to believe, but I believe we're already nearing the end of our time. It has become something of a tradition with Tom and I that we end with a question from, now, your pop culture references may vary. You may hear Proust's questionnaire, you may hear the backstage of Vanity Fair, you may hear the end questions from inside the actor's studio, and I was trying to think of one that would apply to today. And since we're talking about handles and doors and things that can slam or squeak depending on how well we treat them, I wanted to ask you, Tom Felicia, what is your favorite sound in the world?
My favorite sound in the world is, well, I think my favorite word is yes, and my favorite sound is, you know, I have to tell you, my favorite sound is, this is a weird thing that I do. I do this all the time. This is what I do whenever I see anything, especially made out of a material I'm not sure what it is, or I want to assess the quality of it. Here, I'm going to put down, I've turned into that gay guy with the dogs. I know, I'm embarrassed. Where's that knob?
Oh, the heft one?
Oh, the brass one. Okay.
They're passing the knobs.
But this is my favorite sound. Because you know that it's like legit. You know what I mean? It just feels like.
Like you've tried a watermelon.
Yeah, like, listen, watch. You know what I mean? Like, it's just whenever you can touch, like, anything. I mean, you walk around and you can hear it. So I get this whenever I'm shopping with. And I literally, this is the funniest question because. I was like, what's my favorite sound? Okay. So, but that really is it. Like when I do this, it's like a test that I do. And when I do it, if it has that sort of, that, oh my goodness, no, we're not, yeah, we broke up. His sister passed away, and anyway, long story, but, so yeah, that's my favorite sound. I'm in my office, everyone that shops with me is like, oh, he's gonna top, yes, here, feel it, this is amazing.
But, it's amazing when you
but I just think, like, you know, when you go up to things, so you can hear the, you know,
density.
Like, you just know what it is, right? So to me, that's like, there's a lot of information in that tap. And everyone that shops with me in my office, all the designers and stuff, they're just like, when they first start working with me, they're always like, why do you tap everything? And I'm like, partly because I'm crazy, and the other part because there's a lot of information there. No, but yeah, it's a little nutty, but yes, that's kind of my favorite sound. That sound of, like, quality is legit. Yeah.
I love that. The sound of quality. I'm going to have to start tapping random people on the street. Well, ladies and gentlemen and folks of neither extreme, this is not the end of the evening. This is just the part where I stop keeping Tom hostage. But I would encourage you all to stick around. Tom will be here. Rod will be here of Accurate Lock.
Tara.
The fine people of Design Hardware will be here. And if you do need more information, oh, I'll be here, if that matters to anyone. So let's give it up once more for Tom Felicia.
Thanks, guys.
This has been another episode of Doctoring Up Design, a podcast presented by Design Hardware. Thank you, Tom, for your time and talent, and Paul for expertly driving this fun chat. Thank you, Michelle Solomons and Avi Balsam with Design Hardware for making this platform available and for your tireless support of the design and architecture community. Thank you for listening and subscribing to Doctoring Up Design. Please make sure you're subscribing to the show so you don't miss a single episode, and you can find all of the links in the show notes. See you next time.